Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Harbour Industries Q1 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Yes Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Udit Gajiwala from Yes Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Kathy. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Yes Securities, I welcome you all on the Q1 FY23 earnings call of Harbour Industries Limited. From the management side, we have with us Mr. Raghuram K. Shetty, the Managing Director, Mr. Ronak R. Shetty, Executive Director, Mr. Rajkumar Bafna, the Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Varshit Shah, Strategy Advisor to the company. We'll start the call with a brief opening remark from the management side and then open the floor for questions. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Shetty.
Good evening. Thank you, everyone, for taking your valuable time for Harbour's Q1 FY23 earnings call. The company registered a revenue growth of 3% year-on-year to 3,619 million in Q1 FY23, navigating a challenging macroeconomic development and late onset of monsoons in the domestic market. Our EBITDA margins during quarter were impacted by higher raw material prices, rising in power and fuel costs, coupled with supply chain related constraints. However, the company products are experiencing a pickup in demand owing to good rainfall across India, with healthy reservoir levels setting a positive sentiment for the agrochemicals industry. The ongoing CapEx at our Sarigam facility is shaping up well. Harbour will continue to leverage its integrated manufacturing facilities, wide distribution network, presence across the value chain, and trust on R&D to offer high quality varied products, aiding farmers to enhance their crop yield and income. The company looks forward to add new product registrations, thereby expanding its diverse customer base and driving Harbour's next wave of growth. We revised our annual guidance for FY23 to 15%-17% growth in sales and 16%-18% EBITDA margins, as the company is well poised to build on the strong operational competencies developed over the last few years. I am hopeful the company will continue to grow and surpass new milestones in the coming years. We continue to see FY23 as an important year in Harbour's trajectory and are optimistic of the future. I will now hand over to Mr. Raj Bafna, our CFO, to take you through the financials. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone. I would like to briefly touch upon the key performance highlights for the first quarter ended 30 June 2022, and then we'll open the floor for question and answers. Now moving towards financial highlights for the quarter ended 30 June 2022. Revenue from operation is rupees 3,619 million in quarter one FY23, as compared to 3,514 million in quarter one FY22. EBITDA at rupees 507 million during the quarter, with EBITDA margin at 14% in quarter one FY23. Profit after tax stood at rupees 337 million in quarter one FY23, as compared to 474 million in quarter one FY22. The company's domestic to export mix stood at 70/30 in quarter one FY23, as against 62/38 in quarter one FY22. Harbour exports were under check due to freight and logistics constraints. However, the sector fundamentals continue to remain strong on a medium-term and long-term basis. That concludes the update on financials. Now, and we can now open the floor for question and answer.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. First question is from the line of Yogesh Tiwari from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Audible.
Yeah. I just wanted to understand first on the revenue part. So as said in the commentary, the revenue growth was lower because of monsoon. So can we quantify what would be the impact of delayed monsoon on the revenue aspect?
Not exactly. If you can say, the over technical for the export side has degrowth of that business, because the degrowth for, if you can see the year on year wise, is the 33% degrowth of the over export business. For our domestic formulation business has grown up around to 23% year on year basis.
And what would be the drivers for the decline on the export front?
Exports may be due to, if you can say, the some countries having a lockdown like China and other countries also, that has impacted us on that.
So can we expect reversal in this or in the next quarter?
Yeah, we can foresee that China is slowly open up the all the country, like lockdown has little bit not stricter than like last quarter in that. Okay, and we are hopeful to that we'll achieve the same growth pace in the next two quarters also.
And so just wanted to understand, if this reversal is possible, then what would be the reason for the decline in guidance from 18% to 20% to 15% to 18%?
Because we are a little bit conservative in that, because it's still out the opinion, we are opinion of that key, because the guidance has not been drastically changed. We are guiding by around 18% to 20%. Now we are coming to around 16% to 18% growth in that. So we are confident to achieve that growth in that.
And sir, if you can share the drivers behind the 16% to 18% growth, so how much will be volume-led and how much will be product mix, and how many products are you looking to register and launch?
So this will be, see, even if you see today, because the input prices have gone up, but the final price, product prices have not gone up. We foresee that maybe in the coming days that prices should go up, so there would be some price growth. But you can say it would be more of a 50-50 volume plus price growth that will drive this 16% to 18% jump.
And how many products are we looking to launch?
We have already launched one, and we plan to launch one more in this year.
So total two products in FY23.
Last year also we had launched two. This year we plan to launch two. One we have launched, one we have not launched yet.
Yes, sir. And on the raw material front, are we seeing any softening because of the decline in commodity prices, and will we benefit in Q2 from the decline in commodity prices?
Yes, slightly it has come down. The prices in Q1 were way high, and now the prices slightly started softening. So that would also have some, we would have some advantage of that, because the price, the final prices have not gone down accordingly. It is stable today.
So this gross profit margin of about 32%, this would be the bottom as of now?
You could say something like that.
We can say that, because the I think so key worst is behind us, and we will seek a uptick margin from the next two quarter or couple of hours also.
And sir, lastly, on the as I know, it's like we can assume that we will take a price hike in the coming days to pass on the increased raw material cost. So price hike,
we have some price hiking also in this quarter also, and we try to cope up the losses which we are carrying in first quarter also.
Both the sides, price hike slightly and RM price also soft.
What would be the approximate range, like 3% to 5%, something like that? Price hike?
3% you can say. Products. In some products there are hikes, in some there are not.
Thank you, sir. I'll get back to you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavya Gandhi from Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Wanted to know, we have seen serious increase in our employee cost on QOQ basis. What is the reason for this here?
The QOQ basis is an increase of around 20% itself. If you compare to whole year basis, it will be a remain around 7-8% growth in the employee cost. Because the Q4 was the This is the reason.
Okay, and on the export front, how much of our revenue comes from export to China? What was in this quarter and in previous quarter as a percentage to sales?
As a percentage to sales, it will be around
25%. And in last quarter, what was it?
Of export, it was in that range. This year, we could not sell a lot in China. But otherwise, general it is around 25% of export sales. So you can say around 12.5% approximately.
On overall revenue, right?
Overall revenue, yes.
And in this quarter, we have not sold anything to China?
No, we have sold, but not big.
In the second quarter, it will be good.
Okay, and will that be, you know, sort of postponed to Q2 or will that demand go away?
No, somewhat postponed to Q2.
Okay, and also on the 5 molecules front, how many have we launched?
This is actually when our Sarigam facility would be on stream, so we have not yet launched those products.
Okay, none of them have been launched. And when will the Sarigam facility come on stream?
The first block would be by Q4 FY23.
Okay, I'll get back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vicky Vaghdani from AES Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible? Hello.
Yes, you're audible, sir.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted an update from the new subsidiary which we launched last year, Mikasu. Any update you would like to share on that?
For this quarter, Mikasu has not so operational because the first month of the 9th April, we have formed a subsidiary. We still open you can see the dealer distribution network and other trying to HR and other activities is going on that. But the full-fledged activity will be done in by the quarter 3 itself.
Yeah. Already in 3 states, we have appointed staff, manpower there, and also identified stock points in 3 states. And 4th state also, we have identified state head as well as stock point. So in the coming month, we will be appointing in more states. By year end, we will be around 7 to 8 states will be completed, and next year the business will be good in this segment, in this company.
Okay. So any revenue expectations you can share from the subsidiary for financial year 23 and next year?
Around 25 crores this year.
In?
And next year it will be approximately 75 to 100 crores. Approximately 75 crores next year.
That was very helpful, sir. Sir, can you please share any top 3 to 5 molecules which gave us how much percentage of income? Top 3 to 5 molecules, if you can share the percentage share of income from them.
Hey, today, if you know, because our portfolio is yet focused on insecticides. And we are strong in pyrethroids. So our top 3 molecules, if you say, will be pyrethroids itself, which would be around 30-35% of our total turnover.
Okay. And total pyrethroids, if we see, how much percentage of top line it would be?
It would be around 57-58%.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll get back in queue for next question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Puneet Kumar from Reliable. Please go ahead.
Puneet, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yes, clear.
China is an opportunity for chemical industry, with my understanding of the market is for last few years, because China had initially stopped a lot of manufacturing for the pollution. And then, of course, the lockdown is supposed to help both ways, that their major volumes come from there in terms of exports to other countries, which compete with us. So that probably had been expedited the last two quarters, but in the last two quarters, we have slipped. What are we doing to control the situation in future?
Could you rephrase that question?
China had offered chemical industry in India a big opportunity because they stopped manufacturing a lot of chemicals because of pollution control. This happened something like last 4 years, three, 4 years. And then, of course, the lockdown there, the supply chain got affected. A lot of companies had a difficult time, but some other countries were able to grow much faster, including India. Some company like BASF has been able to grow far, far higher. Sumitomo Chemical has been able to grow at a rate which they had never grown. Also did good growth, but during last two quarters, it has not been something great to speak of. I would like to know what proactive corrective measures is the company taking.
Proactive is, as in you want to know from the sales side to China or purchase side? Something?
Management side. Management side, it's an opportunity. China is an opportunity according to my understanding of the market.
Okay. So many things what we do is, one, we are looking into products where China is strong and which has a good market. So accordingly, in the past conference calls also, we've mentioned that we are very actively putting in registrations in multiple countries for multiple products. So this registration itself takes a long time, and accordingly, our R&D is working on these products. We've mentioned about the 5 products, but there are around 15 products that we are simultaneously working at our R&D level. So as and when we see there's good scope, and once we get the registrations in, we'll be setting up these products also in our facility, and we'll see some sales maybe from next year or next year only. We'll see for 2 products we've mentioned that we'll start sales next year, and over the 3 years you'll see there'll be a lot of difference in our overall product portfolio as well.
So you are confident of recovering from whatever projection you have reduced to a much better than next 3 years?
Yeah, we have reduced for the current year. It's not.
I know that. I know. I heard
also
that.
Considering a conservative view.
Achha, the management is quite confident of it.
Yes, 100%. In the long term, right. We are quite confident.
You're right, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yogesh Tiwari from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for taking up a follow-up question. Just on your guidance, we understand that because of the challenges in first quarter, the guidance has been lowered from 18-20% from revenue to 15-18%, and margin from 18-20 to 16-18. If we can recover, the long-term guidance would continue to remain that, or that is from FY24, or even that would be lower?
Long-term guidance will be 18-20% EBITDA and 18-20% sales.
So Yogesh, Varshit here. So you need to understand that Q1, the challenges were more artificial in nature, like lockdowns. It had nothing to do with the fundamental demand-supply situation, if you see. So inability to ship and access to market was limited in Q1 for all the participants in the industry, not just Heerenbach. So there's nothing company specific thing which we are trying to solve, or we had a problem in Q1. Hence, the management is fairly confident of the growth prospects. And this is the reason why we are going aggressive on such large capex as well.
Sure, got it. Thanks. And just last, if you can share the capex number for FY23 and if possible FY24 also.
FY23 we are expecting around 130 to 150 crores, and next FY23 full year is around 100 and 125 crores in that range.
130 crores in FY23 and FY24 about 120 crores, right?
Right.
Around 250 crores in 2 years.
2 years.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Kukate from Ashmore. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Thanks for the opportunity. Could you elaborate on the reasons for subdued revenue growth in 1Q? I joined a bit late.
The revenue is degrowth only the because the main part of the exports has degrowth by around 33%. That's the major reason for the over top line has not met our target in that.
Okay, so did you have any raw material bottlenecks which sort of prevented you from fulfilling the order book?
No, raw material bottlenecks supply side, I don't see any issue in for that. Only for the reason for the, if the RM prices has gone up in that quarter.
China is the main
issue for that.
There was a lockdown in China, so overall demand in the industry itself was a little subdued, but for Heronbach, but the insecticide market itself was subdued, and so we also had similar impact.
So Vaibhav, if you see Q4 and Q1 are the lean season for most part of the globe except China and some small countries in Southeast Asia. For China, Q1 and Q4 are peak quarters, as you see, in terms of technical sales for all Indian players. That's the reason why you see the swing is slightly higher on the revenue front, particularly with respect to China, because you have the season to shift from India, and then they formulate subsequently and they sell in the domestic season market.
Okay, so what is China as a percentage of sales in Q1 and Q4?
Overall sales is around 12%.
That is on an annualized basis.
Annualized basis.
So we can separately come back to you on quarter on quarter country specific sales.
Q2 it will be recovered. Whatever lost, Q2 it will be recovered somewhere mostly.
Okay. Could you elaborate on power and fuel cost related headwinds, like what was power and fuel cost in this quarter versus, let's say, last year same quarter?
The same reason for the first the increment or the impact of around you can say almost 80% hike in our power and fuel cost in that, mainly due to the steel prices in that. Coal prices, because the coal prices has gone up sharply in this quarter. The steam prices have gone up, and the mostly around, you can say, the power of fuel cost has increased by around 80 to 90% in this quarter if you compare to year-on-year basis.
Got it. So in this 53 crore of other expenses, how much would be power and fuel cost?
Power and fuel cost, it will be around, you can say, 14 to 15 crore rupees in that. It's
okay.
Almost around, you can say, 5 crore rupees per month in this thing.
So this cost won't go down significantly in the coming quarters as well, right?
I think so. This almost till now has not been as drastically changed in the power and fuel cost in that. That will, I think so, remain in that.
Unless the coal prices comes down.
Yeah. So this time around, you have not given segment-wise revenue details. Could you give a breakup of domestic and international sales of technicals and formulations for this quarter?
Presentation, but right now I can elaborate on that. Over total domestic sales is around 70%, and the export is around 30%.
Okay. And which segments have declined substantially?
The over technical exports has declined.
Okay. I will join back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit Nagraj from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and good evening to the entire team. My first question is, we had a challenging quarter, but how has been the performance over the last 1.5 months for this quarter in terms of sales in China and generally the recovery in terms of raw material pricing? So do we expect for full year our earlier guidance of say 18% to 20% of EBITDA margins can be caught up given the pricing environment on raw materials side is slightly alleviating going forward? Thank you.
Yeah, Rohit, Varshit here. So firstly, July and August have been robust growth. I won't put out a number, but it is significantly largely in line with the trend for the full year, which we delivered for FY22. So I think the Q1 revenue miss was just a blip because of factors beyond the control of the company and the industry. So July has been perfectly normal for us so far. Even August so far, it has been perfectly normal for us in terms of growth because the lockdowns have been lifted in China as well as the ports have opened up in China as well. So the export has bounced back to normal growth rates. So only some part of Q1 which we have made revenue probably will not be recovered, some part of it, but we try and recoup as much as possible in Q2. Because as you can understand in insecticides, if you miss certain applications, the farmer, the crop will be damaged here. So if you not come again and buy this, so there's no pent-up demand scenario. But whatever the orders are there, we have a lot of orders in hand in China as well. And in the margins, I think we have to be conservative given the raw material scenario. Rather than raw material also, I think the steam cost is, the coal cost and power and fuel cost is elevated as we speak today. We are slightly conservative in terms of guiding EBITDA margin range between 16% to 18% at this point in time. If things cool off in H2, I think there is scope to improve on this.
Right, got it. Second question is on our greenfield or ongoing capex in Sarigam. So what is the status, when are we expected to commission this facility and what kind of contribution we'll see in first year of its operations? Thank you.
As we said, our capex plan are shaping us well and we are on target on that. And as we said earlier also, the quarter four of this year will start our commence our production itself in this site. On this
first plant,
phase one, you can say.
Right, and any number that we want to put out for FY24 in the initial from the first plant, we expect certain kind of revenues?
Almost over, because as we earlier guided on this, is a technical plant, and whatever the capacity need, it will be turnover ratio to around 3.5 to 4 times in that range.
Right, got it. In terms of the global, we had headwinds predominantly from the exports market, and we've seen there have been issues in the US and Europe. So are there any material changes in the perception of the customers in terms of liquidating the stocks at their end, or probably just waiting for providing additional orders, or things are relatively back to normalcy? What is your perception about the global market overall? Thank you.
The global market, when it comes to US, Europe, unlike other markets, have been doing well. And generally, the market opens in Q3 and Q4 for any Indian or for any company. So we are seeing good demand, but we do not have a lot of registrations in these countries. So accordingly, being a newer geography, we'll be able to get whatever best we can in these two geographies. So putting a number today would be very tough.
Right. But we continue to believe that we will be able to maintain our margins when we are entering into this market. We will not go only for the volume growth per se in the initial period.
We'll maintain margins also.
Right. Got it. Just one last question on the R&D front. So currently, how many products are there in terms of development phase and the potential in terms of introduction? So you in your remarks, you said that two products will be commercialized this year. What is the total pipeline and maybe the commercialization schedule and the potential opportunity for these products? Thank you.
In the R&D, actually, we are working on many products simultaneously. Some would make sense that we would commercialize. So you can say around 15 products we are already looking at the R&D level. And 5 we have already shortlisted and the registration activities are on. 2 we will be launching next year.
Right. Any potential market size for these 5 products, including these 2 which will be launched?
Around $750 million.
Okay. Fair enough. That's helpful. Thanks a lot and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vibha Kukrati from Ashmore Group. Please go ahead.
Yeah, what is the quantum of price hike that you have taken that will help you inflation?
It is almost around 3%.
So will that be enough to sort of maintain EBITDA margins going ahead?
Yeah, maintain the EBITDA margins and the volume growth also, because we are little bit changing the product mix also.
Okay, so in this 16 to 18% revenue growth guidance, what is the underlying volume growth that you are guiding for?
Volume growth, if you say is around 8 to 10% will be the volume growth in that range.
So this price rise will be evident in the coming quarter, or it will take some time for it to reflect in the numbers?
Some products we have already changed some prices hike in there, and because it is a ongoing process also, so we are changing according to the market conditions on that.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavya Gandhi from Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, I've done some extrapolation. Our rough revenue from China would be around 170 on annualized basis. And even if we generate 40 crores of EBITDA on annualized basis, for this quarter, it would be around 7-8 odd crores. And still, if you add that to the overall EBITDA, it would be still much lower than Q1 FY22 as well as Q4 FY20. Two also. So can you just elaborate what was the other reason for a drop in EBITDA margin? Because roughly, even if we add that China issue, it would be around 54 odd crores of EBITDA, which is significantly lower than 65 odd crores.
The main reason for 3 reasons, which I mentioned in that, but was the reason of the raw material prices has gone up. Because raw material prices has gone up the entire product range in that. Okay, and second reason for the power and fuel cost has gone up by around 70 to 80%, because that it also is the put in the EBITDA margin, because only the China reason is not there to the put down the EBITDA of around 5%.
Okay, and how many total registrations do we have as on 30th June?
408.
Okay, and last quarter, how many registration did we have?
So quarter to quarter, we'll have to see. But at present, we have. We can.
Okay.
Number on 31st March. Around 395.
Okay, and sir, which cities do we export in China?
No, this is not city-wise. Generally, we have customers. And generally ship to Shanghai port. So they then branch to.
Right, but sir, in Q1, Shanghai port was fully operational.
The last quarter in Q1, whatever we shipped was to different that were operational. Now, Qingdao port was there. And,
sir, your voice is not audible.
In last quarter, actually, Shanghai port was fully blocked, so we shipped to two different ports. One of them is Qingdao, the different one I'm not in.
Okay. And with respect to cash flow from operations, how much is it for this quarter?
This quarter is some part negative operation for cash flow because there is always is a high inventory scenario for the June quarter itself. Because we
right. Roughly, if you could just put the numbers.
Putly numbers is around 10 to 15. If you can say negative from the cash flow operation.
Okay, and till now, how much capex have we done for Sarigam facility? If you know, we were to put it together till date, how much we put?
Total put together around 35 to 40 crores.
30 to 40 crores, right. What?
The main expense will come now. So far, it is only civil. Things will be costlier. Will come now. Now onwards.
Okay. I'll get back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Jain from NP Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, my questions are on the export market. What is the latest on US business? We have supplied one consignment of insecticide. So did we supply the second one? So what are the plans to ramp up there?
You want to know the percentage or you want to know the situation?
No, after supplying the first consignment, have you made any more supplies and what is the status now?
Yeah, we made two supplies last year.
Okay.
And this year we've got a tentative order, a partial we'll have to ship as a trial order. If that okay. is successful, then we'll get a good order.
So if it is not confidential, what was the quantum of these two, three orders that we have supplied? And once it is confirmed, what could be the magnitude of that order?
For the current year, no. Last year, it was around it was in between 3 to 3.5%. Yeah, last year.
Last year. And how much it could be this year?
This year, we won't put a number today because it's a new geography for us.
Okay.
And we'd better wait because now we are just sending the trial order. So
okay.
We'd be happier to announce about the percentage of our sale once we get the order.
Sir, then what was these earlier two consignments we had supplied? Was it also a trial order or a different one?
No, first was a trial order, then we got a repeat order.
Okay. So this again, the trial order you are supplying is for a new product?
No, for the same product but formulation.
Formulation, okay, fair enough. So, and this we will come to know by when? By H1, by end of H1?
By Q3 end we will get to know.
Okay, that is very nice to know, sir. Sir, my second question is regarding Europe, where you had mentioned we have four registrations, three for pyrethroids and one for herbicide. Have you started making any supplies there?
I started small supplies actually. But because of COVID lockdown, we're not able to travel much. So because of that, we've not been able to get a lot of business in Europe. But we have registration that will definitely help us going forward. So we are also being a little cautious and our customers also are giving orders based, trial based orders only today. So they are also cautious, we are also cautious.
So that means in all possibilities, looks like only in FY24, the sales to these two big countries will ramp up. Is it a fair assessment?
Rajesh, let me rephrase this in a different manner. Also,
okay.
The process to win a customer is that when you start approaching them, we generally we first travel to their offices in the respective countries like US and Europe, and then they also try and travel and visit our facility and understand our ESG compliance and our safety measures, and then generally the business starts. What happened in COVID was that because of international travel was not possible, both from our end as well as the customers are even more cautious in developed countries. They have recently started traveling to India. So that's the reason why some of these customers who were kind of, you know, we had approached them, but the conversation was stuck because they were not able to travel and audit our facilities as per their standards, which is now bigger. So recently also we had some customer visits from US, some European visits are also scheduled towards Q3, end of Q3, which is already planned. So these things were actually stuck. And since we were new in the geography, so we didn't have existing relationships, long-lasting relationships with them, that during COVID, some of the companies also were able to benefit from those long-lasting relationships. Our relationships are fairly new. So we wanted them to come and audit our facility so that, you know, they are satisfied with the quality of the product as well as our safety compliance. So with that being in motion now, we are fairly confident of this thing picking up. COVID had a hit on us, but now we have resumed both from our side as well as customer side as well.
So with all these visits completing during this year, so we can ramp up the volume from next financial year?
Absolutely. That's how we have planned our Sarigam facility also. We have registrations in place for some of the new molecules as well. As well as the samples and the trials have already begun with these customers. In fact, we also have some soft visibilities also in some of the molecules. Although since it is not written, we cannot commit at this point in time.
Okay. Sir, my last question is, in the annual report, it is mentioned that we have more than 685 technicals and 65 formulations are registered for the export market. So my question to you is, other than Europe and US, do we supply so many products to other countries?
No. Same product, several registries.
So I think you have misread it, the technical and formulation vice versa. But just to answer the way that those numbers are reported, for example, molecule A registered in 10 countries, we would call it as 10 registrations. So it's not like we manufacture 600 products. If you mention, let's say we have 100 registration of technicals, that means we have 100 selling points in a way.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, let's say one molecule with 10 selling points, another molecule with 30 selling points.
Agreed. So in a way, it could be either 685 different products or 685 different countries also, huh?
Correct.
68 technicals.
So just to correct you, I think what we have given is for export markets, we have 68 technicals. Registered in India and 65 formulations.
Okay, so that means, so 68 plus 65, so these are either the products or the countries where we can supply the product.
No, okay, so these are registered for manufacturer from our facility. So if you take total global registration including India, we have 400 registrations in 49 countries.
Okay.
It is given on page 6 of our annual report.
Okay, I'll go through that. Thank you very much, sir, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chintan Mehta from Prudent Broking. Please go ahead.
Sir, when you say the raw material price increase, if you can name which raw material and how much the price has increased on year-on-year and Q&Q basis?
So many crude-based raw materials, since the crude price has gone up, the RM price also gone up accordingly. So there's so many numbers, it's a big number.
Okay, few of the important raw material name if you can.
Acrylonitrile, phenol, then you have methanol, then all C9, solvents, isobutylene.
Okay, and this majority of them are basic chemicals that are sourced from the domestically itself, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. I will join. I have that much question only.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments. Over to you.
Yeah, man.
Is it last question or that was the last question?
Hello?
Yes, sir, that was the last question that was taken. Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for participating, and I hope we have answered all your questions. And if there is any doubt, you can feel free to contact us. We will be happy to answer all your queries.
Thank you, members of the management.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of YES Securities Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.